Lifeway Leadership Podcast Network. You're listening to the newchurches.com Q&A podcast. New Churches is an online hub for the mission of church multiplication. Here you'll find the resources and training you need to get started, as well as a community of church planting and multi-site experts to help you thrive. My name is Daniel Lim, and I'm here with Todd Adkins.
Hello. Just kidding.
All right, so what show is that from? Hello. Isn't that like a Seinfeld reference? Hello.
Yeah, I think there was a, it was something about a belly button. And I'm not really sure what it was. And because I can't remember, I don't know if we're talking about something that was completely inappropriate or not.
Yeah, no, hopefully it's you know what's sad though? You know what's sad? I find that every year that goes by, the more I use or reference Seinfeld, the more the people around me have no idea what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
In our
last episode that, you know, we recorded together, which are pretty much the only ones that matter, you referenced Big Bang Theory. And so my guess is the Seinfeld or Friends, because there's also Friends references.
That's right.
Big Bang would probably be the, I don't know, the modern equivalent.
Yeah.
Perhaps.
I mean, dude, man, 12 seasons? Like, that's
crazy.
Crazy.
Yeah.
Yeah, that is. That is. Hey, anyway, we're not talking about the Big Bang Theory, Seinfeld, or Friends.
No.
We are talking about mergers.
Mergers. Great segue, Daniel. Mergers.
Yeah. So in 1981, this is what the godfather of church growth, Lyle Schaller, this is what he said. He said, mergers are losers. This is 1981. He said, mergers are usually losers. And how the tides have shifted, how the times have changed as it relates to mergers. And on this podcast, we often talk about church planting and multi-site, but really everything that falls under the banner of multiplication, which also consists of leadership and discipleship and all that. So just quick side note, if you haven't yet left a question, be sure to do that. Just super quickly, speakpipe.com/newchurches if you're on your mobile device, or just go to newchurches.com and hit the sidebar on the right and hit send a voicemail, and we would love to answer your questions. But, you know, that's what Lyle Schaller said in 1981. But as we know, Jim Tomberlin, who is one of the foremost experts in multi-site, I think he's now advised over 200 churches on mergers. And in an article I recently read that he wrote, he was like, it's about half and half, right? Half did well and half didn't. So that's why we really wanted to talk about this idea of mergers and what that looks like for the future of the church.
I got a lot to say.
We're now in 2020. Yeah. All right, let's go.
So I have been a part of both good mergers, bad mergers, and good mergers, not as an XP. So I didn't lead them. The only ones that I've led did not work. and that's mostly because of, I would look at them as an organ transplant. Okay. Cause you know, the church is a body. And so in my mind, the best analogy I could use is an organ transplant, because man, it is all about fit. So we've talked about mergers before in light of me saying, hey, you know, you hear the old Southern idiom, don't look a gift horse in the mouth, meaning you're not, you know, you don't offend someone by looking at the horse's health to see whether or not it's healthy or not, which you can tell a lot about a horse's mouth. I'm from Kentucky.
Yeah. I actually know that reference.
Okay, good.
But I only know it because you told me about it a couple of years ago.
Okay. So
at first I was like, what?
So I'm a person who, you know, previous podcasts have probably focused on that aspect. Like, hey, be sure that they don't need a new roof, or be sure that there's not a lien or debt, or, you know, a new air conditioner. Like, actually look at the state of the property and, you know, all of that. Yes. And then also look at the culture fit is more of what I'm talking about here. So the church is, so usually I'm focused on the physical location. Now I'm talking about the actual body of believers that is that church. No matter how large or small, there's still they're still there. And so either it is basically because of death, or they're still living. And you're, you know, it was, I guess, a kidney transplant. It could be because the church has completely died, or you're just taking one of their kidneys. I'm making up this analogy somewhat as I go along. The point was really about that sometimes you can have a mismatch. Like, there's a reason why there's a donor match system for kidneys, as an example, because if the kidney can be rejected by the body and the person can actually die from it. And so that's why when, you know, you look at do mergers work or not, it's usually all or nothing. Either it's completely rejected and it goes south really quickly, or it is a match and it works well. It may take a little bit for it to work well, but it works well. I think there are some things that you can do to help it work well, but I'll let you weigh in for a minute.
Yeah, I mean, there are definitely aspects that will cause mergers to work well. And within the course of this podcast, in the next 5-10 minutes, we're not likely going to go through all of them. But I wanted to kind of talk about why you think Lyle Schaller said mergers are usually losers, and why it seems to be an increasing topic of focus for both church plants and multi-site churches. Right. And so there's obviously that side of it. Right. So on the church plant side, there's a sense of, hey, mergers can be great if you're growing as a church plant, because there might actually be a church who has a facility, has that location, but a dying congregation, and you don't have a facility and you have a growing congregation. So that's one option and one way that it can work really well. Same with a multi-site church, where you can be wanting to expand and grow and reach a new area of your city. You don't have property and there are dying churches. I mean, there are dying churches everywhere around North America and also across the world too. Europe. I mean, just think about that as well. So there's that component of how mergers can be beneficial if they're vision driven and they're mission driven. And it's not just two dying churches saying, hey, how can we survive? We'll put half of our endowment together with your building and sell one off. And, you know, we can have another 30-year run with these 30 people. That's not what mergers should be used for, because really the question of vision is this going to help you reach the lost? Is this going to help you reach the city? Needs to be the question that drives this. But Todd, what do you think, though, is the biggest factor that prevents mergers from working? Or two churches are beginning to talk and it just doesn't end up happening and it falls through. What do you think that biggest factor is?
Okay, I'm going to address the 80s quote and then answer that question. The 80s quote, I think, in part, the reason why he would say that then is it was a completely different time in, you know, church history and practice, where you had churches, you know, like revivals happening in the 60s, 70s, and you had a lot of churches that were healthy and filled.
Yeah, okay.
That makes sense. So it wasn't like if somebody was doing a merger then, man, they had to be really desperate. Giving was stronger per capita then. I mean, there's a lot of reasons, but I think we're just in a completely different state. So I don't know. I love Schaller, and there's plenty of stuff that's very, very applicable to the day that he has. And I would say if you don't know who that is, please read up on him. But all that to be said, It's a different day. I think that most fail today because of one of three reasons. First of all, there is there's not financial there's the truth needs to come to light. All books need to be opened. Everyone needs to be completely upfront and on the same page as far as the financial matters are concerned and what risks are involved. Second would be the people element of that everybody needs to be upfront. Everybody needs to be clear. And part of the reason why maybe I wasn't as successful is because I would go in and I would go to the nth degree to say, hey, from a people element, all this is going to change. Your senior pastor is not going to, you know, get a job at our church and be taken care of. He's not going to continue to be your campus pastor. He's going to transition out. We will not be singing the same songs every Sunday. We will not I just wanted to make sure you knew that everything was going to change. And then we can dial it back from there. So I would go in kind of in that posture because the first couple I tried to do, you would get right up to the end and then all that stuff would come out and the informal, mostly the informal power structure of the church, would be, very upset. And then when it came to the actual vote, we would lose.
Stuff
like that. And then the last thing is just the culture fit. It's to say, I wish there was a churchmatch.com where you could say, okay, here's
your next idea.
Yeah. When we look at these two churches, what do they have in common? What can we focus on? If this church is now on life support, but at one point in time shared some similar dreams or vision or DNA, let's draw from that church's history and retell that story and honor that church, honor the ministry that was done there, and then connect that with the present and future. And if you do that effectively, you can turn, I think you can turn the tide. It is finding that element. It's being clear on the books, being clear on the people, and then tying those two things together successfully that I think helps you move forward and launch well. Otherwise, we shut down for like 3 months to get everybody used to the fact that this church doesn't exist anymore. And then we open back up. So it's one or the other.
Yeah, definitely. Awesome. So hopefully that was helpful and gave you a glimpse into the whole realm of mergers. Obviously in 12 minutes, we didn't cover everything, but we hope that this gave you a good taste and began really running the gears in your head and heart as to how you can better reach your city. Really, honestly, mergers are a way, if you're considering mergers, something that you really need to consider is how is this mission focused? How is this vision focused? And that's the thing that really has to drive all aspects of a merger so that ultimately we're all dying to ourselves. We're dying to our history. We're dying to our kingdoms. We're dying to our castles. We're dying to all that and laying it at the foot of the cross saying, okay, what does it look like for us to reach our city? So thanks again for listening in. And hey, also be sure to check out the Ask Me Anything podcast with JD Greer and Matt Love. They're one of the podcasts on the Lifeway Leadership Podcast Network family. And I'd probably say that if you enjoy the New Churches podcast, that one is probably going to be on top of the list as well, because they are question driven as well and about the same length too. So they're not talking about multiplication. They're talking about more, broader topics related to church and church leadership. So just look up Ask Me Anything on your favorite podcasting app and subscribe today.